Saturday, and it's Live with Deanne on RBM and Republic Broadcast. Our new internet site address is republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. You can hear also my broadcast Monday through Friday, also on Truth Radio from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And welcome, welcome. Thank you for listening this week. This show should be really interesting, I hope, to you, and semi-interesting to me. There's some things that came over and kind of lightened me this week. And I've decided to reflect on a couple of things. I'm going to be up with John Alastasis, my co-host over on Truth Radio. And we're going to be talking about the World Trade Center. And this is kind of reflecting on the truth, the hidden factors and truth that we never looked at. Something that kind of missed our eyes. We've talked and analyzed and reanalyzed and investigated, and now it's enough is enough, and I think that we need to look at some other logical factors that don't really make sense in the World Trade Center, Pentagon issue, and the Flight 93, and I'm going to go over some of these facts on this broadcast. Also, we're going to talk about what happened last week on the trip to D.C. It seems like a half a million people, not the tens of thousands people told on the broadcast and the mainstream press, but it was a half million strong that came to Washington to protest the war, but they also were looking for impeachment against this Bush White House. Fascinating story, and we have someone that is going to be up talking about what they saw when they went. So this broadcast is going to be covering these issues. And there's been a whole lot of weird weather patterns. I don't know if you noticed it. All over the United States, there's snow that isn't really the regular snow. And here, it's like 20 below zero with the wind chill factor. Temperature is about 2 degrees. And then we've had tornadoes. Seems like one hit in Florida. Devastated a lot, and we had this bad rainstorm in Indonesia. So is all of these weather patterns something that you can call just a phenomenon, or is this something normal? I mean, we've had a whole winter of going through Christmas with no snow in most states and very little temperatures, and now look at this, you know, tornadoes, devastation, and what else is going to happen? So we're going to cover the stories that we need to know more about here. And like I said, the one that really wrestles in my mind is the World Trade Center. The thing that really amazes me is that the people that are running for political office seem to be eluding, looking into and investigating, opening up investigations of this tragedy. And because there are things there, loopholes, big, huge gaps of information that just seem to evade us. But we're going to talk about that when we come back up here on RBN.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late White Night with Deanne on RBN Live. Our new call address is RepublicBroadcasting.org, RepublicBroadcasting.org, and our call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm
going to
bring up my co-host, John. Are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yes.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to stay warm. It's kind of cool out here today. It's about 12 degrees out and it's getting windy and snowy.
Well, 12 just represents cool.
Yes.
That's like cold.
Well, it's all point perspective. In Florida, when the northerners go down to Florida, they can go swimming on the beach when everybody else is wrapped in blankets. And, that one town in Siberia, it's 50 below and they're out where they're working with their bare hands. If they came in this weather, they'd be sweating to death. So it's just point perspective.
Yeah, I guess so. But I know if it was in Siberia, it was 50 below zero. I think it would be frostbitten.
Yeah, really, really. Yeah, I got a kick out of the, on Groundhog Day, the second, it was a real mild day, but it was cloudy all day, but it was that chemtrail cloudy, if you noticed or not, at least here in central New York. But then this morning, if the groundhog had come out, it was like bright and sunny. So I think it's kind of like the Illuminati is showing their power to control. And it's just like when you fold the $10 or $20 bill and you can see the Twin Towers being bombed or the Pentagon being bombed. It's just them showing their abilities to control. And tomorrow is Super Bowl Sunday, and as who was it? It was Super Bowl, I want to say Super Bowl Al or whatever, where he predicted that the Steelers would be in the playoffs last year and win the Super Bowl when they were the complete downtrodden. And he did that a year in advance in writing. You know, it's just too... it's just too in our face not to, to know that we're being controlled.
Well, talking about control, let's talk about all this stuff with the World Trade Center. And I'm going to go through my little scenario. Now, World Trade Center, 2001, September, rumor had it that, well, what is being alleged in the press, that there were individuals that were on planes that were going into situation of terrorism on the basis of being of the followers of jihad and various other Islamic fundamental beliefs, and that they were going to the death, suicide death, because they knew on the other side they would receive virgins and various gifts for doing this wonderful event to show the people the evil of this world. Now, in this little scenario of what they told us that we forgot about, and all these logical and amounts of equations we have from various scholastic individuals, so we forgot one issue we keep talking, but we forgot the weapons that they used. Now, you have passengers on each one of these planes, and each one of these planes, the first one and going in the World Trade Center, contained Susan Oles, who was, not Susan Oles, Susan Olson, and she was the wife of the director of the U.S. Justice Department. Now, she was just finished up a book on Bill Clinton that was just hot off the press, and she was going to interview Gary Condon in regards to the Sandra Levy affair. She was leaving for this interview because she was compiling factors for her broadcast on Fox Networks from Chicago. She was on there, a number of other passengers, and anyway, the transmission went that there was hijackers on board a plane, hijackers that were aboard the plane threatening people with plastic knives. Originally, it was plastic knives and box cutters. I remember distinctly listening to this. I said, box cutters, plastic knives? I said, they never mentioned any explosives. They never mentioned anything other than what I just stated. And they said that this plane, the passengers were being forced down to one end of the plane. They were, you know, on guard by one gentleman, and somebody else went into the pilot's cockpit, and they were all talking on various cell phones and communicating back and forth to people. And then transmission got very statically, and then the next thing we know, the first crash hit Building 1. And then not too long after it, Building 2 got hit. And that was a really unusual thing because we had also the box cutters and the plastic knives and whatever, spoons or whatever they had. And this plane flown in by a alleged trained terrorist, trained in a flight school on flight simulation, maybe, if that, was able to make this huge turn. Turned their pilot that is expert to never ever make. Just turned and just went around the building in a perfect circle, semicircle, went through and accomplished the destruction of Tower 2. And Tower 2 just burned to a cinder in a matter of moments. Building 1 was still going down, but Building 2 collapsed completely. Now, what's wrong with this picture, folks? What's wrong? I'm going to tell you. First of all, this was during a time of a very heightened level of security in the United States because of the 1993 incident in the World Trade Center. Well, mainly in New York it was supposed to be heightened because they did not want to have another event like that. Security was supposed to be up in the Trade Towers. And this is the reason why there was a high level of FBI and CIA and BATF operatives moved into this hub that was in Building 1, that have moved into later building 7 just one day or two before this event. They had a hub for security purposes. If anything happened, they were supposed to know everything through this hub. Now, during this whole course, too, they failed to mention in the original broadcast that there was a mock terrorist drill going on with numerous planes flying around out there in the atmosphere. Numerous planes were flying around, and there was supposed to be scenarios set up to make it look like a terrorist activity so that they could see what they could do to protect this country and the world if there was a terrorist attack. During this time, now, wouldn't you imagine that the military would already be prepared, because they were preparing for a mock drill? So in the mock drill, they would be spotting things, watching for things. But in this particular case, it was helter-skelter in the sky, planes all over the place, and plane one hit tower one with plastic knives and box cutters, and building two, same scenario. No mention of bombs, nothing. And then everyone stood in awe, watched these buildings burn down to powder. And it was dust and debris and powder all over New York City. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because there is a key here. There was a mock terrorist drill. Now, what do you do on a mock terrorist drill? You make believe. Make believe that there is a terrorist activity going on. So in a make-believe setting, wouldn't you use something that isn't real? Something you would say over the railways that was not real, which is, they got plastic knives. They got box cutters. They're attacking us. Now, real terrorists usually get on planes with bombs and submachine guns or some type of weapons to scare people. And wouldn't you imagine that the people on the plane would have said, not box cutters or plastic knives, but wouldn't they have said they got bombs? They got guns on us, explosives, and they're doing this and that and the other. Wouldn't you have heard that in the broadcast? But no, in this one, you hear plastic knives and box cutters, something that passengers could have jumped up and done something with. They don't tell you these things or what it is that is logical and what isn't. Now, there was a question of the use of the alleged phones. Now, the only way the phones could have been used like that if they were patched in from the pilot's cabin, because it was a mock terrorist drill. They were saying what they wanted people to hear over the FAA waves, because it was a mock drill from the get-go. It wasn't real, folks. This is where I equate that both the planes, all three of the planes that were going around, it wasn't real. They were part of the mock terrorist drill. The passengers knew about it. I'm saying, I'm just alluding it. You know, a lot of people get mad and say, no, that wasn't true. That's a lie. You know, these people died. Well, maybe they did. Or maybe, you know, maybe there's something here that we're missing here. Now, I had talked to somebody who was in one of the towers right after they were on one floor. They came down and ran out of the building, and they got a hell of a lot of money. Right after 9/11, a huge amount, enough to buy a big, huge home. Now, that person wasn't injured. They ran out, but they were compensated. So how much was the compensation? We never heard about that. Some people got nothing. Some people got a lot. Then there was rumors of all types of things going on. But the one thing that stood out in my mind was this thing with the box cutters and the plastic knives, because I had been on a plane going into New York just 1 month before on a Boeing, and the thing was, if somebody came to a bee with a box cutter and plastic knives, I would hit him in the head with one of my bags I carried on with. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we return, John and I, after this announcement.
America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Hi, we're back. We're at RBN Live. And our new call address in the internet is republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. You can listen to my show Monday through Friday on truthradio.com and from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Folks, we're talking about the World Trade Center, and I'm here with my co-host, John. And anyway, I was talking about the issue of these alleged box cutters, and the thing, it was so bizarre. During this broadcast that we heard, the people were upset, but it seemed like it could have been a situation that those people were being a part of a mock terrorist drill, not a part of an actual terrorist event. Now, what if those planes that we were hearing went somewhere else? What if they never, ever, ever went into those World Trade Center buildings? Now, I'm going to read something I have here that's kind of interesting. It talks about Flight X, and this is something that was really kind of interesting, to say the least, that spoke of this. As for Flight X, there's supposedly landed at 10:45. I had to draw your attention to another part of this bizarre theory. Witnesses said they saw a number of passengers, approximately 200 in all, being escorted to NASA Glenn Research Center. which is directly adjacent from Cleveland Airport. These passengers were then loaded onto a military buses and whisked away, never to be seen again. Apparently, passengers from Flight 1989 had been moved to the FAA headquarters in Cleveland Airport, so they weren't the ones moved to the NASA Glenn building. Again, it takes an incredible leap to assume that 200 people being whisked away in buses has been connected to Flight 93 landing in Cleveland. Who moved to the NASA Glenn building, you ask? The Free Times article brings up an interview with Vernon Wessel, Director of Safety and Mission Assurance of NASA Glenn. In the following article, he states a KC-135 had to come back to the hangar, said West, as if realizing for the first time this was aircraft may have caused some undue confusion. A team of scientists from the Johnson Space Center in Houston had flown to Cleveland on the KC-135 to conduct microgravity experiments. Microgravity experience, that's interesting. Also known as the vomit comet. KC-135s are used to simulate weightlessness. The plane soared to high altitudes, then falls back towards the ground, giving passengers a few seconds of zero-G experience. Scenes from the Tom Hanks movie, Apollo 13, were filmed in one. And now, it talks about this in this article. It's called 9/11 Debunker Guide. It's on the Internet. But the interesting thing, they were talking about this stuff with passengers being loaded on somewhere else. Again, it's a possibility that this might be a clue. Because when you have a mock terrorist drill scenario, you have to understand, you have to have people participate in the terrorist event to be the casualties. They're set up to be casualties, and they are paid to do this in order to participate in this experiment to see what would happen and the effects of something, a catastrophe happening, how people would be casualties, what would happen, with emergency response units, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm saying to you is that this whole scenario of 9/11 and these planes and these transmissions seem to be orchestrated and seem to be those of what was a part of the original mock terrorist drill, not the actual terrorist event. You had people on there that were Islamic. They were the terrorists. Now, over the years, we hear that we're terrorists. There were always somebody from, you know, Middle Eastern or one of these fanatical groups. So, you know, it all felt fit in the scheme of things of a mock drill, not a real event. Now, what took this into a real event? Was it accidentally a mistake that something was launched that shouldn't have been launched? Or was something that they had planned? Now, if this is all the things I'm saying is true here, then that means that what we heard was a lie. And are those passengers still alive? The ones on flight that went into Building 1, Building 2 of the World Trade Center. And also those people that allegedly died in Flight 93. John, what do you think?
Well, you know, if someone had a knife, or especially like a box cutter, have you ever really contemplated trying to cut somebody with a box cutter to kill them? I mean, you might slice them a little bit, but to out-and-out kill them, to put somebody down, it'd be very hard to control somebody, especially if they wrapped a coat around their arm or something and knew anything about, you know, martial arts at all. I mean, they'd come up and they'd give you a heck of a run for your money with just a box cutter in your hand.
We're going to talk more when we come back from break on this. We also are going to have callers, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, we're back. We're live and we're on the RBN. Call us 800-313-9443, 800-393-9443. Now, again, John, too, about what you were saying with these plastic knives, you know that if there are a number of passengers and you have a few people that have box cutters and alleged plastic knives, I think that the passengers would take a risk. You know, would you want to go into the possibility of flying into a building and dying in a fiery death, or would you take a chance on trying to get the control of the plane from these alleged terrorists?
Well, especially when they hadn't gotten to the cockpit yet, I would definitely try to control those people. You know, a good pocketbook with a swinging at them or whatever else. I mean, just a few guys with a knife like that, like I say, you wrap like a towel or something around your arm for protection against the knife, you're going to be able to swipe that away. And next thing, you're going to be hand-to-hand combat with this guy and poke him in the eye or whatever you have to do. But you could break his leg or arm or, you know, whatever. Anyhow, you know, there's too many other aspects, such as, you know, 50,000 people could have been in the Twin Towers and only 3,000 people were there, which were inclusive of like 130 IRS agents. You know, it's too obvious that everybody else knew. It's too obvious that the when they went to interview the people that had died in the 9/11 towers, they were very distraught. The families were.
But when they went to interview the people that had died on the planes, the people didn't want to talk to them. It was a completely other area of interview. It was just a bogus. There's a couple other stories out there. One was that the plane that took off from Boston, they have a picture of all the planes that are taking off. And the one plane that supposedly took off from Boston wasn't on video. Now, that doesn't happen. Why isn't it a matter of record that that plane took off and it should have been on, as every plane is videoed, that plane wasn't all of a sudden videoed? So now, again, here we have a scenario of, was it a mock drill? Was it really a plane full of people? Wasn't there a plane full of people? It's hard to tell, but again, there's definition of the Pentagon's most photographed place in the world, and yet they don't release any photographs. They had a couple of an hour or so before the Pentagon that was hit to start identifying what was going on, understanding that they were under an attack. And when it gets said and done, when a plane comes into the airspace of the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., there's missile defense system is shut down. There's nothing happens, and they're allowed to hit the building. That didn't happen with its own self.
Well, there's another thing, too, about Flight 93. Now, someone that had contacted me a long time ago, right after the incident, and at first, you know, I really didn't believe them, but then I do now. They were running for their lives because, you know what, they were on ground zero where Flight 93 hit. They saw what was going on, and they said there was no plane. They said it was no plane. I didn't believe them because this was right after, and I still was in the plane thought process. But they told me after they saw what they saw, somebody saw them, and then they fled for their lives. And they were running scared. Now, there's some folks out there know who I talk to that might not be listening to my show, but they know because they're the ones who referred me to this guy. Now, the thing is, Flight 93 with the hijackers, now, that different scenario on this one was that the passengers took control of the plane. The passengers of Flight 93 took control of the plane from the terrorists, allegedly. So on that flight, again, with phones working, they came up and they were saying that there were terrorists on that plane threatening a hijack, had control of the cockpit, and they downed the plane themselves. That's what the whole story was, and they became heralds, and they said that this is what happened, period. Now, the fact is that nobody found no debris in that area. The person I talked to said that they saw no plane. There was a gigantic hole in the ground, which they explained was the way that the passengers took over the plane and nosedived the plane directly into the ground, which made this big, giant hole, a crater, because of the speed and, I guess, the velocity it was traveling in. But again, if something hits going down into a crater or whatever, there's going to be fuselage, a blast, and parts of the plane would be scattered all around, and nobody knows how far the debris would be scattered because of the speed, velocity, and how it was aimed into the ground. But in this particular site, no debris. And then there was another issuance of a statement saying that this plane landed in Cleveland. Again, this was during the time of alleged terrorist mock drill. So in theory, if you had all these mock drills going on, and they had to have it happen, and they had mock drills after that, they had one in Chicago, they used real people in these mock drills. The real people come out, lay out in the street, and participate as though they have been injured and been a part of an actual scenario of a takeover of a plane or train or whatever. And the one in Chicago, people had gotten injured, by the way. It was hushed up in the press, but they got injured from this not mock terrorist event. Now, this particular thing we're looking at, all of a sudden these planes are zooming into buildings, and you see this, you think you see that, and people are looking with shock and everything in their eye. And could this not explain why the president was sitting there looking the book upside down? Maybe in his mind he thought it was a mock terrorist drill going on. He didn't realize that it was real. Or maybe he did know it was real. The response was not normal for the event that happened. That means this was a situation that proves to me, without a shadow of a doubt, that this case needs to be reopened and heard. There's no further information investigation needs to be done because you have enough forensic evidence. You have enough people that have come, even on my broadcast alone, since 2001, since I've been doing this thing. Since it's 1 month after this happened, I've been doing TV, radio, with a whole forensic journal of every evidential expert, an expert witnesses, and people that had knowledge of this, and they all were saying that this thing was not right. There's something wrong with it. So those expert witnesses, those people that are, go to court as expert witnesses is saying something's wrong. So therefore, there should be enough evidence to open this thing up into the judicial process to find out what actually happened and why is it, John, to this day, the U.S. Attorney of New York, the U.S. Justice Department, the policing agencies, and everything else have kind of downplayed this and left it alone, including those people that are running for presidential office. That this should be a demand to open this thing up right now. Not any more investigation. There's enough evidence that there is purely an incident of terror that was inside, not from out.
Well, they're all controlled. They're not going to... To be where they are, they're following the regulators of who's in charge of telling them what they're doing, and they're good soldiers. They listen and they follow orders, and so they aren't going to open that up because it was a hoax. It's put us into false wars. It's gotten I feel actually probably a few million people murdered, and so just what would the ramifications be? Would we have to go back in Afghanistan now or Iraq and actually rebuild them for nothing and make amends for falsely attacking them? I mean, the ramifications of these people are huge, and now who's going to be responsible?
Again, that's everything you're saying is correct. Because, see, actually, to be honest with you, if there was a possibility that they find out the United States is to blame, you think of how much we would have to be responsible for in this. Say this mock terrorist drill was by a mistake, went a little bit over the edge, went a little bit too far, and caused these circumstances to happen. Something they didn't plan for. Maybe they just misestimated, but they don't want to own up to the mistake that they made.
No. Don't open that door.
I'm just saying that is there. It's there. Because, see, when you do things like this, you know, and you use buildings and you use people, there's always a possibility of collateral damage. As I said, in Chicago and other places where they've had these drills, there was up to almost 200 people injured. And 20-some got killed from a mock terrorist event. When they do these things, they pay people to do these things. And who knows how much money was paid and where these people were and who were the ones that they paid. Because, again, even if you take the equation of the World Trade Center buildings out of the situation, we know that there was a mock terrorist drill going on. And we know because of mock terrorist drill going on that they had to have people and they had to have casualties and they had to have body counts and everything, et cetera, in order for this thing to make it work for them to do their analysis based on the mock terrorist event, how many casualties, what would be done, how NURIT would act, how FAA would act, how the Pentagon would react if there was a massive attack on the United States. And that's what this thing was about, John. And in order for them to do that correctly, they needed people.
All right. Well, look at the numbers, though, Deanne. You're talking... casualty list. Okay, number one is we don't even know if anybody was on the planes, so we've got a 3,000 count minus the people on the planes might be less than 244, so now you're down to 2,700 people. You're also talking that, if they were doing an estimate, okay, the Twin Towers hold an average of 50,000 people a day, so what was their estimate of death toll? It would have been at least half, or maybe all of them, so maybe three-quarters or something. When it gets said and done, we lost a supposed 3,000 people. Now,
2,700 probably for sure, but the people on the planes isn't for sure. And then again, how that's such an erroneous number. Oh, we only lost 2,700 or 3,000 instead of the 50,000. So is it really a mock drill of realism? Is it a real casualty number? Not really. I mean, if you estimated your banking as of such an odd number and it came up that you'd had a bad day, geez, we estimated we were going to make $50,000 today and we only made three. We took a heck of a loss because it cost us so much to set up. I mean, business-wise, that's not a good scenario.
It isn't. But the thing, again, is it was mock. It was just a crazy thing that they did to see how this would equate to if there was a heightened event of emergency happening over major cities and major towns. So now you have a situation where alleged casualties are equated. And then you have this so-called Al-Qaeda / jihad cell. Now, again, as I stated here before, I was in an office with an alleged flight school. The flight school consisted of a Boeing 747 picture on the wall, which had multitudes of switches and panel buttons and things that nobody could learn in a few months' time. And nobody, I don't know who that would believe the fact that this one gentleman was able to pick that up in a minute and take that information and be able to fly that plane in that semicircle that no other pilot of experience could do and fly it and steer it perfectly into a building like that. Now, the person they said was supposed to be doing that flight, by the way, John, they said that his attention span at the flight school was very short. They were trying to talk to him. He never looked at people in the eyes. They said in the article I read that they tried to show him things and he couldn't catch on. Well, how could he catch on so quickly when he got in the plane itself and fly it into the World Trade Center with traveling speeds of over 500 miles an hour and break into that great circular turn and steer through the building like that? That is a misnomer and a lie. It's no way that happened like that. No way on earth. No way. It's all lies. So let's go to the terrorists that we saw, you know, the so-called passport laying on the street, these so-called jihad and the various other terrorists that were involved with these cells. All of those people were also participants in the mock terrorist drill. They were not real terrorists. They were mock terrorist drill participants. Now, who would have benefited? Why would they do this thing? And then what caused the buildings to go down and collapse? And like you said, a building that normally had like 50,000 people more traveling and visiting in there. I was in the World Trade Center 1 month before, and it was jam-packed with people. This particular day on a Tuesday, there's only a thousand people in there. Isn't that kind of strange? And then they don't even talk about the situation of what happened down in the lower subway area and what caused that big, gigantic hole where it was behind the building, and it happened during the World Trade Center first disaster, and the hole appeared in this disaster. They never talk about that. Or why did they take all of the police department and hold them in this YMCA-like operation across the street and tell them they didn't want them to go and investigate what was going on in Building 7? The police wanted to go over there and see what was going on to see if they needed to rescue anybody. But they were told to stand down. Why was that?
Well, it's the same thing. It's an inside job. They didn't need anyone witnessing, and they didn't want anybody. It's just like those planes that hit the towers. Every major Air Force plane is ID'd with serial numbers on every piece. There would have been no trouble ID'ing that plane. There'd have been no, you know, you'd have just had a perfect ID. They would have could have displayed the engine, displayed the picture of the ID number. You didn't see that. You saw them basically excavate everything as fast as they could and dispose of the
crime site, and, you know, there's no investigation. In fact, we have body parts just found recently, and we have the questions asked, well, was there explosives there? Well, let's test those body parts for explosive residue. But you're not hearing that. They don't want to find the truth. And again, they're running for president. And it's just like Spitzer, that just became governor. He was the state attorney general. He had an attack on him for opening up the case, and he ignored it. He ran from it. He's a good soldier. He's supporting what the WTO people want. And it's you know, you can talk about it all you want, but when it gets said and done, it's like they keep stamping us stupid, and we keep watching this take place. And we petition. We did get, you know, as you talk about the Mexicans getting out and petitioning, we had a 500,000 people come to Washington, D.C., petition, and it got covered up. You know.
Well, we're going to a break now, and we'll be right back up. We got a couple more questions here that have not been answered yet since September 11th, and then we're going to bring our guests on. Call us, 800-313-9443.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
The end. Late Night with Deanne. By the way, if you want to go to my website, the website address is deanneburley.blogspot.com or go to queerblogs.com/DeanneBurley's with an F, a radio club. And look at the site and join. We're going to be putting a lot more onto that site. There's some information out there that you might be interested in. And just drop me a note at danne.burley. If you have questions for this show or you have information that you want to share, send me a letter and I will contact you. Or you can call me direct at 630-812-0171 or 847-594-1620. Again, there's too many loopholes in this story of alleged terrorist attack. And then there's another issue, too, John. Heroes of Flight 93. And the numerous heroes that came forth on December 7th on Larry King Live, several Flight 93 family members expressed that their frustration at attempts to hear the unreleased portion of Flight 93 cockpit tapes. Now, this is another thing, too. How do they recover these black boxes from these kind of disasters? I don't know what kind of element that they have that is able to take something. Now, Flight 93 surged through the ground. It was flying at 500-some-odd degrees. Went nosedived into ground into this big, huge, craterless hole. And it seemed to be no debris left. So what makes you think that the recorder would be left? You know, I want to find out what element that they have that they can put these recorders in that can keep that particular box from being destroyed. That's number two or three on this list of abnormalities to this whole situation of 9/11.
Well, on 93, number one, there was a fighter jet called a Warthog that was in the air in that area, flying close to the ground and spinning around and doing a couple flybys. And so it was, you have the misinformation from Rumsfeld that said they shot that plane down, that it didn't just crash. And then you're missing bodies, you're missing blood. If it was an explosion as perpetrated by one of the on-site people, then could we test the hole for blasting material residue? And so all these questions, it's just like the Pentagon. When that plane came into the airspace after an hour of being under attack, and the Pentagon stood still and did nothing, and it was allowed to come in there and hit the building, and then it's like no pictures. We have willful cover-up. We have willful stand-down. And that's only one point. And I don't need to go any farther. Our government is just taking us for a ride. And, if you go to Google and watch the movie America, A Freedom to Fascism, or you go to freedomlawschool.org and see that
there's something there that's not there. We're going from here to the next hour, so we'll be back with this, and we're going to bring up our guest at this second hour.